So then next verse, he, Bhagavan again continues talking about this knowledge. Sa eva, sa eva yam maya tedya. Yoga prokta puratanah. Bhakto sime sakha cheti. Rahasyam hetaduttamam. Together, sa evayam maya tedya yoga prokta puratanah bhakto sime sakha cheti rahasyam hetaduttamam. So second time by doing, then you will also get the idea of how this chanting is done. Sa eva, so that same knowledge which appears to have been lost, which I taught. So now, of course, Arjuna will ask, how could you have taught? Because you're only, I think they say Bhagavan was 65 years of age and you were born 65 years ago. How could you have taught this knowledge? So that he will ask in the next verse. But here Bhagavan says, sa eva, that knowledge I am. Maya, I am this knowledge, maya te adya. Adya means to you today. Adya today, te to you, by me, has been taught. And this yoga, this knowledge, yoga, prokta, has been said. Puratana, this ancient eternal knowledge has been told by me to you today. He uses the passive voice. He doesn't say, I have told you. He says, has been told by me to you today. And why have I told you that? Why did I choose you of all the people? You know, there's so many thousands of people in the Mahabharata, and Bhagavan was in contact with so many, all the other four Pandu brothers, and then all the other Dhritarashtra and all of these Kauravas. And why did he not choose any of them? Bhishma, Drona. Why did he choose Arjuna only to give this knowledge? So he says, bhakta asi, you are my devotee. You are devoted to me. And that's what Arjuna was always, me sakha cheti, and you are my friend. Me sakha cha iti, you are also my friend. Rahasyam hi etad uttamam. Rahasya means the secret. Etad uttamam, indeed this highest secret I have told you. So what he says is that this knowledge has been given by me to you today. Why? Because you are my devotee, you are my friend, and that's why I have revealed this supreme secret to you. So devotee means I am ready to accept whatever you say. That's why Arjuna in the second chapter, he says, Shishyasteham shadhi mam tvam prapanna. I have prostrated to you. I have bowed down to you. I am your student. Please teach me. Shadhi mam tvam prapanna. So he has surrendered to the Lord. And without surrender, Gurudev in his commentary also says that surrender does not mean that you don't think or you don't have your intelligence. But at this moment, teacher, my slate is empty. And you write on it. So you go to the teacher with that attitude that I know nothing and you are going to teach me. So that willingness to learn, that's the idea. Now, does not mean that you become, totally like stop thinking. No, you have to think, but the willingness to learn should be there. And Arjuna was his best friend, Bhagavan Krishna's best friend. And they were friends for many, many years. But nowhere in all these years, Arjuna was roaming around with Bhagavan Krishna everywhere. Krishna didn't say, come here and sit down. I want to teach you Bhagavad Gita. You know there is something called... Bhagavan say he's not interested. You know, he's more into the war and into his building his empire. But when he finally said, I am lost, I'm confused, I don't know what I should do, Then and then only, Bhagwan. So that's what they said. We have to go to a teacher and say, I want to learn. Teacher is not going to drag you by, you know, by your hand and say, come on, sit down and learn. So here also he says, you are my friend. Talking about friend, there is a beautiful story about Kirat. Some of you may have heard. It's so inspiring. So it is said that Arjuna, for the 12 years when he was in the forest, he knew that he will have to fight the war to get the kingdom back, even though the Kauravas had said that after 12 years of living in the forest and 1 year living in anonymously, you will get your kingdom back. But he didn't trust Duryodhana because he knew that he's crooked. And if I do have to fight the war, then I need weapons, because they didn't have any much army. They were only 5 in number. So it is said that for 12 years, he was doing a tremendous deep meditation. It is said that his meditation was so deep that the whole earth was shaking and fire was coming out from the sides. That's how his tapas was powerful. And it is said that even up to the heavens, this news reached that there is this tremendous tapa going on. And even the gods were shaking. That much power was in his tapas. And so they go to Lord Shiva and they say, you know, please find out, why is he doing this? Because everything is, you know, being disturbed. So Lord Shiva says, okay, I'll find out. Of course, he knew, but he says, I'll go find out. I'll go ask him what he wants. So he comes down, but not in his own form. He comes down as a hunter called Kirat. And some stories say Parvati ji also came with him as a huntress, but she was just a witness. She just watched. And so this hunter comes down and this huntress, and they are walking. And Arjuna is in deep meditation, eyes closed, doesn't know what's going on. And there was a demon called Mukasur. If you know the story of Bakasur, some of you may have heard, there was a demon called Bakasur who was so evil that every day the village where he lived nearby, every day the villagers had to send food and send one person for him to eat. And so every day they would do that. So the villagers, he told the villagers, if you want me not to destroy the village, every day one person has to come and you have to send food. And it so happened Kunti and Bhim, when they were wandering through the forest, these Pandavas, they came to one Brahman's house and they stayed there. And it was that man's turn to go next day. They would draw the lots. And so they were whole family was crying because the father of the house will be killed. And so Kunti said, you don't worry, I'll send Bhim. You know, my son Bhim. He said, oh, he'll get eaten by the demon. She said, no, don't worry. And so she sent Bhim. And then Bhim, of course, went there, started eating the food. And when Bakasur came, Bhim fought him and destroyed him and freed the village of Sa. That's how strong he was. So Bakasur's younger brother, Mukasur, now he wants to take revenge for his older brother who was killed. And so he sees Arjuna alone in the forest. He said, that's a great chance. Let me kill Bhim's younger brother. He's sitting in meditation. He's not even going to know. So he wants to take revenge for his older brother's killing. So what does he do? He takes the form of a wild boar, huge, very powerful boar, you know, like this wild animal. And he's charging with full speed because he's going to grab Arjuna and bite him and finish him up. And as he's running towards Arjuna senses, doesn't hear him, but he senses some danger. See, because he was a warrior, he could sense. And so he immediately opened his eyes and saw the deer running, this wild boar running towards him. And here Shiva is coming in the form of the hunter, Kirat. So they both take out their arrow. Kirat does and Arjuna. And each one of them shoots the arrow. Both the arrows hit the boar at the same time, of course. Arjuna's arrow and that Lord Shiva's arrow, the poor boar had no chance, just falls dead. And then that demon, you know, escapes and the boar is dead. And so now Kirat says, this is my boar. Arjuna says, this is mine. I killed it. He says, no, I killed it. And they both get into an argument. I'm going to take this. This is my prey. He said, no, you're not going to take it. So they start having an argument. So finally, Kirat says, look, if you want it, you have to fight me for it. Arjuna said, of course I'll fight you, but I want to tell you who I am. Arjuna thought, this guy doesn't know I'm a great warrior. So he says, you don't know, I am that Arjuna, that greatest warrior. Kirat says, never heard of Arjuna. Who are you? He says, you have not heard of me? Okay, have you heard of my brothers? Yudhishthir, who was noble, Bhim and Nakul, and said, they never heard of those. Who are those five? I don't know, Shiva. Have you heard of my family, the Kuru dynasty, the great warrior? I don't hear all these nonsense things. He insults his family also. He said, have you heard of my grandfather, Bhishma Pitama? Who is Bhishma Pitama? Aisa hi koi hoga. I never heard of him. Okay, have you heard of my guru, Dronacharya? Never heard of guru either. Yeah, must be some lousy guru, you know, either or the roaming around, teaching people. I'm not impressed. Tell me something of you that I'll be really impressed. Do you have anything that impresses me? He says, yeah. Arjuna says, one thing. He says, what? He says, you know who my friend is? He says, who is your friend? My friend is Lord Krishna himself. Kirat says, Krishna? This is Shiva. I heard of him. He used to steal butter. And he just plays the flute. And he is a cowherd. And he calls himself divine incarnation. He's a nobody. So he insults Krishna too. You know, he's just a butter-stealing cowherd who thinks he's a divine incarnation. Now Arjuna gets mad. He says, you insulted me, my brothers, my family, my teacher. I didn't say anything, but you insult my friend. Now get ready to fight. So that much love he had for Krishna. And actually, Shiva was just trying to provoke him. You know, just tease, play, have fun with him. Of course, he knew all that. So then Arjuna picks up his bow and he says, okay, now I'm ready to fight. You insulted my friend. That's how close he was. And so he shoots his arrows. And of course, Lord Shiva was not touched by his arrows. And he keeps shooting, and all of his arrows are shot down by Kirat. Every arrow of Arjuna is shot down. Finally, he runs out of arrows, and his bow is even cut by Kirat's arrow. And now he has no bow, he has no arrows. How is he to fight? So he takes out a sword, and he runs to kill Lord Shiva, and the sword becomes flowers. Now he's angry. What to do? He has nothing to fight. So he takes out the tree, uproots a tree, huge tree, that how much strength he has, throws it on Lord Shiva, and that tree also, he just uses his hand and the tree is thrown away. He said, now what am I to do? Actually, and he was meditating on Lord Shiva. I forgot to tell you that before he started meditation, he had made a little shivling, like a little, you know, that symbol of Lord Shiva. He had made that and he was actually meditating on Lord Shiva for 12 years. So that again he sits down before the shivling, puts a garland and says, oh Lord Shiva, give me strength to fight this. Who is this hunter? I don't know, but give me strength. So he puts a garland on the shivling and again, you know, closes his eyes, asks for strength, and suddenly he gets more strength. He said, now I'm ready to fight. And he opens his eyes and he finds that the garland that he had put around shivling is around the hunter's neck. It has moved. And how did that happen? And then he realizes that it is Lord Shiva himself who has come. And he bows down and he says, oh Lord, I am so sorry. I fought you and I shot my arrows. And then Shiva reveals his form and he says, I am so pleased with your bravery, with your courage, with your valor and your devotion to Lord Krishna, that I'll give you the most powerful weapon. It is called Pashupata Astra, which is the weapon given by Lord Shiva. And it is said this weapon was so powerful that once the person discharged it, nothing would happen to him, but the person who was attacked would be destroyed and everybody around him would be killed. It is said even the whole earth could be destroyed. So some people say Arjuna used it on Jarasandha and Karna, but most of the people say that he did not use it, he kept it in reserve, but just having that weapon gave him so much physical and emotional strength, courage. So the point is that was the extent of his friendship for Sri Krishna. And why does he say supreme secret? See this Gita again in the 9th chapter, Bhagavan says, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. It is a supreme secret. And it is said the Brahmins in the olden days misused this and saying it is a secret only to be taught in Sanskrit only to be taught to Brahmins, only people who know Sanskrit. So they would not allow this knowledge. So Gurudev says secret is what it means. It's not that it is not to be revealed, but it remains a secret until you find a guru who reveals this knowledge to you. Like for a few years back, I had no idea what the Bhagavad Gita said. It was only Puja Gurudev and all the other teachers that from whom little bit I have learned. So for example, the law of gravity was always there. Apples always fell to the ground, but nobody knew why apples fall until Newton came. The apple fell on his head and then he discovered the law of gravity. So the law of gravity was a secret until Newton came. So similarly, this knowledge will remain a secret until we find the right teacher who will reveal this knowledge to us. So when he says it is a secret, it does not mean that it is not to be revealed. That means, for example, Russian is a secret for us because we don't know. But if we go there and live in Russia and learn, then it will be knowledge to us. So that's what they say. This knowledge has stopped, but it will come back. And Shraddhavan Labhate Jnanam. So only a person who has devotion for the Guru, devotion for the knowledge, and devotion for God, and ultimately Shraddha in himself or herself, that if they can learn, I can also learn. If Janak Maharaj, despite being a king and so busy in his kingly activities, and still he could become a realized master, compared to him, I don't have that much work. I have so much more time. I have less work. So I also can achieve. So that is what this Bhagavan says, that this knowledge I have given you. Why? Because you are my devotee and you are my best friend. And that's why I have revealed this secret to you. This knowledge which for you until now was a secret. So now Arjuna's reply comes, because Arjuna was thinking, Bhagavan, listen, I know when you were a child, you used to say, Maiya Mori, main nahi makhan khaya. Even though you had butter on your mouth, but you would be, you know, telling your mother, so are you doing the same thing to me? Telling me, I taught this knowledge to sun god. Bhagavan, you're only 65 years old. You were born from Devaki and Vasudev. That's how they said, that's how old Bhagavan was.